Who are the needy? Who are the needy? What exactly do they need? For the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore, I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor and your needy in your land. Deuteronomy 15:11. You read throughout the Bible that the poor are always with us. Jesus especially reminds us of this. The poor are visible throughout the pages of your Bible and throughout history. There is always someone somewhere who is hungry, needing clothing, and doing without basic necessities. Thus, we are told that there will never be a time without someone in need of something critical to his well-being. Furthermore, we are told to open our hand wide to that brother in need and give. Give to the needy because we have been given so much from God Himself. We who have been forgiven through Christ know that we were needy too. We, however, have been given what we needed. We needed a Savior and received one. Christ Jesus gave His life for our sins. We were empty and we have been filled with spiritual food. He gives us hope when we are hopeless. He gave us eternal life when we were headed to death. Many promises from God tell us that if we obey Him, we will be provided for, and we have been. He meets our needs on earth and in heaven. When you give to another, particularly one in need, your mind might jump only to physical items. We make sandwiches and soup. We man food kitchens and serve up meals, collect canned goods, and use clothing. There are even greater needs than physical hunger, however. Many surround us who need far more. There are people who have never heard the name of Christ except in cursing. Many need to hear of the salvation offered by Christ and of the hope He alone gives. We as believers have the ability to share our faith. Start with love, pure and simple, care. Show it. Tell your own simple but profound experience of coming to believe in Christ. Tell others of all that your relationship with Him means to you. Christ changes your life. And when you show others how His love has changed you, miracles happen. He fills you with His presence and His indwelling Holy Spirit. He shines through you. Finally, fill the spiritually starving with the hope of Jesus. Give what we have to the physically and spiritually needy alike. What a difference sharing Jesus brings. Do you have enough Jesus in your life to share Him?